tell us a little bit about what's the FFA doing out here at Ace Camp. Mm-hmm.
So we just brought some livestock and other animals out, and it's just a really fun opportunity for all the kids. Because I remember when I was doing it, it was always really fun. It was just something that we kind of looked forward to doing. And all these livestock, it just really shows the kid like what ag is all about and, you know, how much fun you can have when you're in FFA.
So tell us the livestock you have out here. You have a pretty impressive wide assortment for the kids to take a look at.
We got horses, and I think that's a pony, a buck calf, some sheep, goats, rabbits, and a dog.
So why do you think something like this is important? Well, one, let's kids, you know, kids that have a lot of energy that are second graders, and there's about 200 some odd of those running on around the Mercer County Fairgrounds learning as well. But what do you think this event means, and what does it accomplish?
It's just kind of, I think that it shows kids, it kind of gives kids a love for FFA, even though, or just ag in general, even if they don't live on a farm or if they live in town. This just kind of like lets them get a look into like what ag's all about. I mean, you can just be involved in it, even if you're not like a farmer, or even if you don't live on a farm or anything like that.
So any questions that kind of stand out? We're talking to you early in the afternoon. I know this thing started in the morning. You're dealing with, you know, second graders in a, as an audience. Anything stand out for you?
I just kind of love how excited the kids are just to see the animals. Like, I was at my station with my dog, and they'd be petting the rabbits, and then they'd look over, there's like, hey, there's a dog, and they'd come over, pet, and then they'd run off and go pet the horses and the goats, and it was just really fun to see how excited they were about it.
Right, so you have your dog out here. What do you explain to them about your dog?
So my dog that I brought, his name's Max, and he was our main male breeder for our business Centennial Farm Labradors, and he's retired now, but he really just helped us grow our business at my house.
So you have, I think, two older sisters that are FFA alumni with Mercer County.
Yep.
And I remember them talking about the business. You're kind of taking that over as they're in college, or give us a thumbnail sketch of what's involved there.
It's kind of a family-run business. So we, like, as I'm going to be doing most of the things just because I have a record book about it, and I'm probably going to compete in it next year for the SAT interviews. And it's just the rest of the family, you know, contributes, but it's just I'd be doing most of the work through that.
All right, so at one time you were a second grader, so the roles are reversed, right? You were out here as a participant of Ace Camp and not running a station or being an exhibitor. Do you remember kind of doing that back then?
I remember some of it. I remember definitely the sheep dogs that they have over here, and I do remember Jeremy Joy, I think he brought out, he just kind of explained to us different, like, diseases that dogs can get and stuff like that. That's pretty much all I remember, but because it was so long ago, but I just remember it being fun. I mean, it was just a fun memory, and that's just how I kind of remember it.
Yeah, and Jeremy Joy, for those people that don't know, is a veterinarian. So in terms of, you know, keeping this going and, you know, doing this every year, why is something like this important, you think?
It just gets kids involved at such a young age to me. I mean, involvement is something that I'm pretty big on, because when I got involved in FFA, it really what made me start to love it. And I just think it is great that kids can just get involved at such a young age. And it makes them look forward to getting into ag classes once they get older. And I think it's just really great to me to be able to see how much they love it, even at such a young age.
What do you think, too, of having this at, like, the fairgrounds, what that kind of means? And you have Farm Bureau Ag in the classroom involved. You have two FFA chapters involved. A number of other exhibitors come out. NRCS, they're involved in the effort. What about all of that kind of coming together to do this?
It's just, I really like it just because it's not just our school and just our chapter. Sherrard was out here, and they're helping out, too. There's combines and tractors here. They're helping out with those stations, too. Just kind of shows that you know, the community and other chapters are all just coming together just to give these kids an opportunity.
All right. So you just were elected president of Mercer County FFA. Just tell us a little bit about that role and the responsibility, what you're probably about a month into it.
Just a little over a month. And it's just something I've wanted for a while. I just saw that I could make a change in the chapter, and I just I did basically everything I could to just get that opportunity or to get that role. And I just tried my best in my interview, and it just came out how I wanted. So
besides the Labrador aspect of FFA for you, what are some of the other things you're involved in within, I don't know, record book or anything else?
My other record book, I have two of them, and the other one is on nursery operations, and that's just at my job in Meyer Landscape and Design. And it just highlights some of the skills that I've learned over the years. I've worked there for just over 2 years now, and it just shows how much I've learned. And then that's something big that the judges are always looking for, is how much you've learned and how much your skills have just grown over the time that you've been working or been doing your record book. And it just it definitely made me more of a people person. It made me better at interviewing, and that can definitely help me in my future.